listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor, at gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again Jim Payne. He's the president and CEO of Dynacert, Inc. And Dynacert, Inc. is a company that has a proprietary product. It's an add-on for trucks that's currently being applied that reduces fuel consumption very significantly and also reduces carbon emissions very significantly. So it's a company that has gained a considerable amount of favor among the Canadian government and people who care about their environment. It's also a company that I think is going to gain a great deal of favor among companies that want to reduce their fuel consumption and save money as a result of it. So I'm really pleased to have Jim with me again. Thanks, Jim, for joining me today.
Thanks, Jay. It's always a pleasure.
Always good to talk to you, and I, for the sake of people that may be not familiar with your company, can you perhaps just explain to us a little bit about the technology, you know, how it works, and, you know, in lay terms, and how significant has it been in terms of your trials and in terms of third-party verification now of fuel saving on fuel consumption?
Sure. First of all, our technology, we call it the Hydrogen. The Hydrogen is a very unique patent-pending unit that is it's a fully computerized on-demand electrolysis system. What we do is we essentially take distilled water and we convert it into pure hydrogen and pure oxygen. And what we really do is we separate the gases, and that's something that really does separate us from the rest and takes us, you know, much farther ahead than where this company was years ago. But so by introducing pure hydrogen and pure oxygen in trace amounts to a combustion engine, and primarily it's diesel engines we're working with, it does enhance the burn. It enhances the burn to the point where it it gives a much cleaner burn. It reduces the fuel economy, increases the torque, extends the engine oil life, and the reduction in emissions. Now, what really even makes us even that much more special is, you know, in the last year, we spent a lot of time and a lot of money developing what we call the Smart ECU, and this is also patent pending. The Smart ECU, it is the brains behind our technology. It communicates with the engine's onboard computer, and it's just like a smartphone. It's learning all the time. So as it's learning the habits of the truck, the altitude, the conditions, the humidity, so many different things, because one thing we learned over the years, there is what we call a sweet spot. Now, that sweet spot means there is just the right amount of gases being introduced to enhance the burn. Too much hydrogen or too much oxygen does just the opposite. But with the Smart ECU, it's communicating with the onboard computer of the truck. It's learning. It's altering the flow of gases. So it is changing the flow of gases as the vehicle is running. Real-time, on-time changes.
Wow. And was that technology in play as you had your third-party verification recently? Was that technology in play then? Because your results have been quite good.
It was in play. Now, we had it as a prototype at that point. We did go through third-party validation. We also went through 20 straight hours of testing transport trucks on dynos and all the wind conditions. It was a wind tunnel. It's the most sophisticated piece of equipment. There's only two of these in the world, and this one is at the Ontario Institute of Technology. But yes, there we verified our technology. It showed up to 19.2% improved fuel economy. It reduced the greenhouse gases up to 40%, and the heavy carbons by up to 65%. So
wow,
a huge, huge difference in the emissions.
So there could be some benefits aside from fuel savings for trucks and for other vehicles, I suppose, in time, not only from the fuel savings, but also from carbon taxes, if that's in play in the future?
No, you're absolutely right, Jay, and that's the other thing with our smart ECU. This is GPRS. It has built-in GPRS capabilities, which allows a smart ECU to be accessed by companies and licensed end users so they can track, monitor, not just the fuel savings and everything. It's much like a fleet management system, but it's also collecting the data and converting it to carbon credits.
All right. And I guess what this does is this smart ECU technology will allow you then on an ongoing basis to track the performance of your technology. I mean, it will be like an ongoing verification process or data points that you'll have that will allow you to know how well you're doing, how well, and companies themselves will be able to determine how well your technology is helping them.
That's exactly right, Jay. Actually, what we've done is we've developed a new back office, and there will be a small monthly fee for end users, like, you know, large fleet owners, and that they all have their own fleet management systems, but this encompasses, this takes a fleet management system to a whole new era. And it does exactly like you said. It is measuring the fuel economy, the fuel improvements, the emissions, and everything else that a fleet management does. But this gives them real-time live data, you know, for a small monthly fee. That we've created a portal where they go in and they can gain access at any given time to any one of their trucks, log it, track it, know exactly what's going on.
All right. Your focus has been up to this point, I think, retrofitting trucks for big diesels, diesel engines. And I want to ask you about some other applications first, but can you give us a sense of the size of the markets for your hydrogen project?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, just here in North America, there's north of 2 million Class 8 trucks. Now, that's the transport trucks. Then there's three times that many in the Class 6 and 7 trucks. Like, that's the delivery size trucks. So those are the trucks that we're targeting. It's everything from the Class 6 to Class 8 trucks. Like I said, so here in North America, you know, we're talking, you know, tens of millions of these. And then you get into the, India market, for an example. We've got a new dealer in India, and the India market is actually three times the size of the North America. And then you start looking globally. I mean, we're talking, you know, millions and millions, because there's actually 15 million diesel engines per year produced globally.
Mm. Well. So it's a sizable market, and you've had third-party verification, I guess, the Canadian government or the Quebec government, is that right?
It is with the Ontario government. It's the Ontario Institute of Technology, university within here in Ontario, yes.
Now, how are you going to be marketing this product? Do you have sales now, Jim, or will we be hearing about that sometime soon?
Jay, you'll be hearing about it very soon. We've got, as we previously announced, we've got our new manufacturing facility. It is up and running now. We've got our first 500-unit production run being completed. It's expected to be shipped by the first week of February. So we will be announcing that. And then as far as the production, we're expecting to ramp the production up with capacity in that existing facility to 6,000 units per month by the end of the second quarter of this year.
Wow. Okay. And you feel that the demand is out there, your distribution system is in place so that you can actually sell that many units by the second quarter of this year?
Distribution, there is, you know, we've already got pre-qualified dealer network here in North America and the India market, and we're actively interviewing strategic sales firms in both in different regions across North America and Europe with direct contacts to the local transportation, heavy equipment, and power generation firms. We're getting calls from around the globe, Jay. I mean, since we have announced the validation of our product, the only thing that's been holding us back was getting the final smart ECU. I mean, like it was developed. We had to go through a certifications through a few different certifications standards because, like I said, it's no different than a smartphone. I mean, this thing is communicating and sending data worldwide instantly. So, you know, we mm-hmm. would not sell or put a product out until we had that, until it was final certification.
And you have that now. So, as I understand it, your plant up there in Toronto would produce, as you just said, 6,000 units a month. I guess you'll start out with one shift and produce 2,000 units, and then as the market demand is there, you'll ramp up to three shifts per day.
Well, that's the way we initially targeted, but we've actually set up a production line where we can handle 6,000 units a month. So, obviously, I mean, we will not mass produce without sales.
Sure.
You know, we're certainly not producing these things just to put them on the shelf.
All right. Just briefly, with another minute or two left here, Jim, can you talk about some of the other applications? I mean, where do you see, first of all, I guess maybe we shouldn't be thinking in those terms, because if you talk about tens of thousands of trucks, that seems like that's quite a nut to crack right there. You have a potential growth that is amazing, I think, just in that basis. But I know that you're also excited about some other applications, cars, but ships, I think, and generators for remote locations, that sort of thing. Can you take a minute or two to talk to us about those applications, and how far down the road might they be before you start to think about or actually start to try to meet those market demands?
Well, as far as, and you're right, I mean, you know, the markets we're looking at is, we've now got the trucking industry handled. We're just ready to put these things out, but it is now shipping rail in large stationary generators. You know, it's something we've already done some preliminary work on. We have just set up, you know, a new R&D plant for that. We have, you know, a substantial amount of government support here in Canada, both federally and provincially. So, you know, as we move into that arena, you know, our anticipation is that we will, you know, spend like the next year and a substantial amount of money to get this thing done and get it right. Now, because you get into the shipping, I mean, that's a huge market. You get into the rail, like the trains and stuff like that. We've got train companies already lining up wanting product. Which we don't have ready for them yet. But, and then you talked about cars. The car market, or the small automotive market, was not initially a market we were looking at penetrating, but there certainly became a need with diesel cars and emissions. So we took it on just as a pet project. We built a small unit. We have it currently being tested down in a university down in the States. And it's not a market that we would look to be building. If anything, you know, I would dare say we proved this technology. We would likely do a licensing agreement with the end users where they could build this into their own vehicles. Because as okay. we know, in the diesel car industry right now, there is some serious issues with the emissions.
Sure. All right. Well, just briefly here, with this kind of growth ahead, I know it requires a great deal of working capital and capital in general. How is your balance sheet and how are you set for financing this growth?
That's a good question. I mean, the company is virtually a debt-free company now, and we are very well funded. We're sitting with several million dollars in the bank, although, as we all know, you can go through that very quickly. The nice thing is, as we move into the sales, we get purchase orders for trucks. They come with a 25% deposit. That 25% mm-hmm. deposit pretty much covers our nut. So I'm not overly concerned as far as, you know, the financing for the trucking industry. Obviously, for the research and development, that is something that we're pursuing government funding for and government support for. And but yeah, as far as the trucking industry, I mean, it would be, you know, quite a self-sustaining business venture.
One thing I failed to ask you about, Jim, I don't know if you can talk about this. If you have some sense of what your margins are, you just mentioned the 25% down payment basically provides a good part of your cost. Your sense of what you might be able to do on the margin side per unit of those upwards to 6,000 units per month?
Jay, we work on a 60% gross margin, so it's a very healthy margin. But as you know, I mean, there's been $30 million spent to get us to where we're at. So, you know, it's time to see a little bit of payback, I think.
Right. Well, I think payback, certainly the market seems to be anticipating it. The shares have traded up beautifully from around 10 cents earlier this year to 80 cents now. But if the kind of growth you're talking about is there, Jim, I think 80 cents will look like a very inexpensive stock sometime in the future. Time will tell. You know, the proof will be in the pudding, as they say, but it certainly does look exciting. I want to thank you, Jim, for being with us, and we'll look forward to keeping up with you in the future. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay. It's always a pleasure.
All right, folks. Well, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away, because coming up next, Alistair MacLeod of Gold Money will talk to us about his views of the markets as we head into 2017. Well, we're in 2017. Today, the markets are starting out pretty strongly, at least for the things that we follow on this show. So Alistair MacLeod will be right back after the break, so don't go away.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Novo Resources focuses on the exploration and development of gold projects. Its flagship asset is the Beatons Creek Gold Project in Western Australia, where it is currently processing a 30,000-ton bulk sample. Novo also controls 100% interest in the Blue Spec Gold Antimony Project, where it is conducting a 10,000-meter drill program. The company has over $7 million in cash and enjoys strong shareholder support from the likes of Eric Sprott and Newmont Mining. It trades in Canada and the U.S. under the symbols NVO and NSRPF, respectively. Dynacert is a global leader in carbon emission reduction technologies. Created for use in diesel engines, the hydrogen unit has been proven to reduce carbon emissions by up to 40%, increase torque, improve engine oil quality, and provide up to 19% in fuel savings. Our leading-edge technology is designed for tractor trailers, rail, marine, and newly developed for diesel engine cars. Reducing the amount of greenhouse gases provides benefits to the environment, to communities and businesses, and to our shareholders.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.